we seem to have an inescapable human tendency to substitute for this a perception of the universe that is based on self-love. We put ourselves at the center rather than God, this radical other that is love. And we construct a version of reality and an understanding of the universe around ourselves, around our own wants, around our own needs, around what we perceive as our own fulfillment. But none of that is worth anything, because God is the center, this God that is love. And so it's only those things that we do that are a participation in the love of God. It's only the compassion that we have. It's only the loving that we give and we receive. When I talk about giving and receiving love, of course, I don't just mean Valentine's Day romantic love. I mean every sort, love of parent and child, of siblings, of friends, of teachers and those who are taught, the whole glorious, wonderful range of human loving, which our culture is very bad at understanding and thinking about. It's only when we engage in this act of giving and receiving love that we're really in the stream of God's kingdom at all. That is, in the end, the only thing that matters about us and about what we do. And so, pursuing as we do our self-love, pursuing that primal act of idolatry that is inescapable for each of us, we construct a perception of the world that is like the negative to the print, that is completely the wrong way round. And we have Jesus, we have his teaching in this life, just to remind us to reset our perspective. This is the Son who gives up that place in heaven to be born as a child, as a vulnerable infant, to be wrapped in a swaddling clothes and to be laid in a manger. This is the same Jesus then who gives himself away for us in love on the cross. The fundamental dynamic of love in the universe repeated and shown to us again and again, and reminding us in this morning's gospel that things are not as we think they are, that the rich are not really rich, the poor are not really poor, the hungry will be fed, and those who are well fed will be hungry. Because in the kingdom of love, it's the other way round from the kingdom of this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.